Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Having a dog when you're a baby can actually help protect you from developing asthma and allergies later in life. But can man's best friend not always be man's best friend? My guest is Dr. Kathleen Birchelman. She's a pediatrician at St. Louis Children's Hospital and the co-founder and director of Children's MD. Dr. Birchelman, welcome to the show. Dogs. I grew up with two collies, three cats. We have a dog in the house now, and because my kids begged and begged and begged. Are there risks to having a dog? And so go over the benefits and the risks to having a dog.
Well, probably the biggest benefit is that dogs are loved, right? They bring love, they bring relationship to a family. And there's a reason why they're called man's best friend, and I've even heard them called children's best friend. But the risk is actually of dog bite, and that's probably the saddest thing that we don't like to talk about when it comes to dogs. You know, everybody's got these cute pictures all over Facebook, but we don't see all those pictures of the dog bites. I see them when the patients come to the emergency room. So there are some important steps you can take to keep your children safer from dog bites. But before we talk more about those scary things, I just want to talk about this great research that's come out talking about the benefits of having a dog when it comes to allergies.
Allergies in animals.
Yeah, so kids who are raised in homes that have an indoor-outdoor dog actually have a lower risk of asthma, eczema, and food allergies. Asthma, eczema, and seasonal allergies. And we are just starting to understand why. And it seems that the microbes that the dogs are taking from outside the house and inside the house and sharing with the family and putting in the carpets actually train your baby's immune system to recognize pollen and dog dander as something not to be allergic to, as something normal. And so then your child is actually protected from allergies. But here's the big catch. This effect seems to be most powerful when you have young children, meaning children under a year. And that's also the age group when they're at highest risk for dog bite.
So what do we do? How do you make that decision? And are there certain dogs that are going to be better family dogs than others?
You know, that's a really interesting question that many people have asked, and there's not a lot of good scientific evidence. We do know that there are some breeds that are responsible for a majority of fatal dog bites in the United States, but there's also some evidence that seems to say that a dog's aggressiveness is more closely related to the owner than to the breed. So it's unclear what makes a dog aggressive, whether that's breed or the training and the owner. Now, when it comes to safety of your child, there's a bunch of key tips here. The most important thing is never put a dog and a baby on the floor together. You know, a baby crawling around and a dog playing on the floor is a recipe for disaster.
And, you know, I've heard that most of the dog bites in this country, or a large majority of them, they don't come from the dogs that are like pit bulls and Dobermans. They come from golden retrievers, but there are more golden retrievers by like tenfold than any other dog, which is why. And so you want to look, as you say, for the owner. It's the owner and the training more than it is the breed, and teaching your children the safety of being around other people's dogs. Are there some things you want to make sure of in your own household, Dr. Birchelman? If you're going to get a dog, let's think of these things that do we want a crate? Do we want a not crate train? Do we want an outside run for the dog? Do we want to walk them every time? Do we think of these things in advance?
Yes, you have to. And you also have to think about your family planning and having a dog. I think it's valid to choose when you have children to find the dog a new home for many reasons. A lot of people find that when they have a baby that starts crawling around on the floors, the dog ends up in the crate all day, and then you have a very unhappy dog and a dog that may choose to be very aggressive against that baby. All dogs can bite. Every I can't tell you how often I see babies in the emergency room with a bite, and the first thing the family says is, it wasn't the dog's fault, the child provoked the dog. Well, true, it wasn't the dog's fault, but it wasn't the baby's fault either. The baby was a baby, and the dog was a dog, and babies and dogs just don't mix sometimes. You know, I know there are many people who swear their dogs love their babies, but we even see fatal dog attacks on babies that are from dogs that have never bitten a child before. There's something about that small size of the child that can be very aggravating to a dog. So if you're going to have a dog in the home and a child, I can't be more clear about the number one safety tip being that you don't leave the dog and the child alone unattended together. You never put a crawling baby on the floor together with a dog. And never allow the dog access to a sleeping child's room.
I agree completely with all of those things. And as our kind of newer dog who was a pound dog, and so when you get a dog from, you know, a rescue, you don't know the background. And so
you
then
don't.
You have to be even a little more cautious. And this dog came crate trained. So my children were told right from day one, do not reach your hand into that crate. Do not go into the crate. Don't invade the dog's space. And, you know, because dogs do get territorial. So kids have to be taught that lesson that our animals are not people.
Right, right. And you have to ask yourself seriously, as a parent, do I have the time to devote to taking care of my children and my dog? Because let's face it, they're both a huge investment of our time. And if you can't take really good care of that dog, you've got to find that dog a new home.
And that's, you know, that's where it comes into that decision. And children may cry and whine all they want to about having a puppy, but you as a parent have to really look and make sure that you've got that desire and the time, as you say. So in the last, we have about 2 minutes left or a minute and a half. Please give us your best advice for dogs, owning a dog with your children, the benefits and the risks to getting a dog in your house.
The biggest benefit is against allergies. And, Melanie, we don't have a lot of good curative treatments for allergies. They're one of the hardest things we treat in pediatrics. And so the fact that just owning a dog is very protective against allergies is very intriguing. But consider just spending time at a home with a dog rather than owning your own dog. And then if you do choose to have a dog, I just want to drive home this point. The dog and the baby can't go on the floor together.
Okay, well, that's a really important one, is that they cannot be on the floor together. And if you're all sitting there to play with the dog, you make sure that you are right there with the dog. And also, I'd like to point out one of my own, Dr. Birchelman, is tug of war. I don't like that game. And I don't think children should play tug of war with dogs. What do you think about that?
Yeah. That's an aggressiveness. It might seem like a game to both dog and child. Very quickly, it turns into an aggressive game.
Okay, so getting dogs, the risks, the benefits. The benefits are where allergies are concerned and asthma, seasonal allergies. They can really help your family, and they can add so much love and so much joy to a household. They really can. They can become your child's bestest buddy and also help keep your house safe from certain things. They can even maybe smell a fire before you do, but there are some risks, and you must know where those risks lie so that you can make an informed decision. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of the great information that we're giving, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Be sure and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. And stay well.